The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's going to be an us kind of thing if it's going to happen. Bottom up, not top down. Grassroots stronger than ever. And we'll see what happens after Indiana. As expected, Donald Trump, and I say as expected, many of us, saw this coming, for quite a while. We've been pointing this out that Indiana, was going to be a tough situation for one Ted Cruz. And Donald Trump, with 53% of the vote, right now looks like he's going to get at least 51 delegates. I think there's still six outstanding. Kasich's less than 10%, 7.6%. The other, I guess, probably bigger surprise was Bernie Sanders. Scott, going into this whole contest, they were showing Hillary Clinton, easily a winner in Indiana, but that wasn't the case, was it?
No, definitely not. The Trump thing was expected.
Right.
He got both Bobby Knight and Lou Holtz to come out and endorse him. So,
yes.
So
yeah.
In Indiana, you're pretty much king at that point.
Well, and Michael Tyson, which I don't know. I think some people wanted to. I know in the down in the cocktail areas and those parts, they were likening Michael Tyson with David Duke. What kind of endorsement is that? Hey, he's a tough guy, and that's, what's going to count, but how is he going to be able to turn this around? But the other big surprise, we knew that, maybe he's just a man of his word, and that is Ted Cruz, who said that if he couldn't do it in Indiana, that it was going to be over, and he made this announcement last night.
From the beginning, I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed. Together, we left it all on the field in Indiana. We gave it everything we've got. But the voters chose another path. And so, with a heavy heart, but with boundless optimism for the long-term future of our nation, we are suspending our campaign. But hear me now. I am not suspending our fight for liberty. I am not suspending our fight to defend the Constitution, to defend the Judeo-Christian values that built America. Our movement will continue. And I give you my word that I will continue this fight with all of my strength and all of my ability. You are extraordinary. And we will continue to fight next week and next month and next year. And together we will continue as long as God grants us the strength to fight on.
Well, suspending his campaign, Ted Cruz. Now Donald Trump, the presumptive, we can say very clearly without argument, the presumptive nominee for the GOP. And the GOP is waking up this morning, scratching their head and going, and I say GOP, I think, at least half of it anyway, trying to figure out how to get their brain around a Donald Trump nomination, much less a Donald Trump presidency. And all this will continue to ferret itself out because it's either Donald Trump or one Hillary Clinton. And But yet, rather interesting that Bernie Sanders could pull off the win in Indiana. This is going to create a lot more conversation that I think the pundits have ignored on the Democratic side of the conversation. Stay with us, America. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
What's that sound? It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? By all means, we'd love to hear from you. Every opinion counts here, okay? Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for Donald Trump's number one fan, the one and only Wayne Allen Root, an American politician, entrepreneur, TV, radio personality, author, TV producer, and political commentator. Wayne, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, doing wonderful. You know, last time we talked about the tsunami coming out of the east, which was going to be New York. Donald Trump set this up perfectly, and it just seems the movement is going from east to west, and he just keeps on picking up momentum. And as he said, and I agree with him, he's the presumptive nominee for the GOP right now.
You know, I called him as the presumptive nominee way before he did, so
yeah.
I agree. Here's what I would say. It's very clear to me two things. Number one, why Trump is winning, and number two, why Cruz is losing. Why is Trump winning? Trump's winning, and he's going to get to 1237. I'm relatively certain he'll get to 1237. I'm 100% certain he might get to 1225, 1230, and then you're close enough that everyone, even Marco Rubio, said the other day that if he's that close, you got to give him the nomination. I've seen 20 top Republicans who don't like Trump say, if he's that close, you got to give him the nomination. So
right.
He is the presumptive nominee, and I wrote a column for Fox News. Why is Trump winning? It's the economy, stupid. And
yes.
The whole column is about the fact that all the exit polls from the Big Five on the Tuesday a week or so ago, those Big Five, all the exit polls showed Republican voters say the number one issue is jobs and the economy.
That's
even
right.
Immigration, which I've always thought is not only a big issue, a huge issue, and Donald Trump's best issue, and it put him on the map. But even that issue was at the bottom compared to jobs and the economy. Because people are scared out of their wits that this economy is going under. They all know we're being lied to by the media and Obama, and the economy is so much worse than anyone's admitting in the mainstream media. I'm a small businessman, Bill, and I could tell you that I'm involved in 15 different careers. Most people would say, what?
Mm-hmm.
15 different businesses and careers, and all 15 are down by 50 to 80%. So either I'm admitting I'm the single most incompetent human being in the world, except I was never incompetent until the day Obama became president. Funny coincidence.
Right. Yes.
Or something's really wrong, and I know something's really wrong, because A, I'm in the prime of my life. I'm more famous and popular than I've ever been, but I can't get anyone to write a check anymore. You know why? Because
yeah.
None of my friends are getting anyone to write a check. It's not me.
Yes,
it's everyone I know. Everyone's
exactly.
Not writing checks. Everyone can't find business. Everyone can't find customers. No one's spending. Everyone's slow paying. It's a disaster out there. Trump is the answer to the economy, a businessman. And then number two, why is Cruz losing? He won Wisconsin. He really stopped Donald's momentum. Things looked bad for a few days for Donald. And ever since then, it's been nothing but a tsunami for Donald. Why? What changed? The entire Republican electorate started to realize that Ted Cruz is not the right guy. He's put in his money, his time, his effort, his name is been thrown in with the establishment. The very guy who claimed he was anti-establishment suddenly became the establishment's best friend when it was convenient to stop Donald Trump at all costs. He gave values. And he started winning every state where Trump had won with the people's votes by a landslide. Ted Cruz would win the delegates because he's trying to fix the system. He's everything wrong with the Republican Party in America is Ted Cruz is like Hillary Clinton. You know, the Clintons will do anything to win. Ted Cruz now appears to me to be a guy who would do anything to win. I always liked him. And I've lost all respect for him because you can't do that. If you win delegates, great. If you won them fair and square. But in states where the people of Republican voters voted for Donald by a landslide, you think it's right to win 14-0 with delegates for Ted Cruz? Something's very wrong, and the people know what's fair and what's not. And ever since that exact moment, you'll notice Ted Cruz's numbers have cratered because the Republican voters are incensed at the game that he's playing.
Well, people do not like things that are unfair. It's the same thing that's happening on the Democratic side. Bernie's collecting, you know, Hillary can talk about having more votes and all that. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're looking at it going, well, this thing seems a little rigged, you know, and Bernie doesn't quite have a fair shot at this. And I like that Donald Trump kind of threw the little seed at him to start a third party. I thought that was clever.
Yeah, I'm sorry that Bernie's like a communist, you know, because I'd love him as the vice president with Donald Trump if he wasn't a complete commie, you know. What was that movie called, The Full Monty? Bernie's called The Full Commie. And so if Bernie wasn't the full commie and didn't want to replicate Cuba and Venezuela, I actually would like someone because there is a point where the extreme left intersects with the Tea Party and people like me. Where we intersect is we no longer idolize crony capitalism. We only like capitalism. I'm not gonna throw my weight behind crony capitalism. It's wrong. It's not working for America. It's not working for the middle class. It isn't working for capitalism. It's ruining the system. It's the reason why polls show a majority of young people now hate capitalism because they don't even know what capitalism is. They've only lived under crony capitalism.
Yeah. It's so been aberrated so bad.
I'm not a fan of the banks in Wall Street anymore. I'm done with them. So done. So Bernie intersects at the very bottom and a very sliver of the pie with conservatives when it comes to being against, you know, crony capitalism and bailouts and corporate America and banks and Wall Street. They're not our friends and they're not our saviors. So I agree with him on that. But other than that, Bernie's right about the problems. He's wrong about every solution. That's the problem with Bernie.
Well, and that's why I don't think you throw the baby out with the bathwater. And even on our show, Wayne, we welcome every point of view. For that reason is that there's value here. I mean, these young millennials, they're feeling pain. And if you think that, you know, they're worthy to be ignored, you're going to miss out on something here because these kids are saying something that you need to pay attention to, just like Bernie is. I mean, why has he generated the following that he's been able to generate? And look at all those votes. You can't just cut those things off. And I don't know how Hillary repatriates those, do you?
I do. I think, unfortunately, I do. I think that a lot of young people will stay home. That'll be good. But I think a large portion of them will also, they're not just there because they hate big business in a conspiracy with big corporations. I think they're in a conspiracy with big government. I think they're there because most of them at heart are pretty liberal. So in the end, they're not going to vote for Donald Trump. They're either staying home or they're voting for Hillary, and that's sad. We have to find a way to reach them. I never want to give up on any group. I don't want to give up on black Americans. I don't want to give up on Hispanic Americans. I don't want to give up on gay Americans. I don't want to give up on women. There is no Republican war on women. I don't want to give up on young people. And the Republican Party is really doing a lousy job of messaging, and we've got to try and change it. And
exactly.
The greatest example I give is, you know, I'm out there in the public all the time as a businessman, and I just happen to be Jewish. I don't know if you know the old joke about Jews, but Jews love Chinese food. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a joke that the Chinese calendar is 3,000 years old, and the Jewish calendar is 6,000 years old. So no one could quite figure out what Jews ate for the first 3,000 years. So we love Chinese food. And so I spend my life hanging around in Asian restaurants. That's all I do is eat Asian all day long, 7 days a week. And I can't figure out for the life of me why Republicans don't dominate 90% of all Asian voters. And in the last election, Asian voters voted 80% for Obama. Something's really wrong here, and it isn't that people are dumb. It's that Republicans are bad at marketing. I can't think of any other answer except we're bad at marketing. And someone needs to say that I love immigrants, and I love Asian immigrants who are entrepreneurial. What I don't like is illegal immigrants who come here and expect from the first day to to take over America, to change our ways, to not speak English, to accept welfare, to milk me dry as a taxpayer so you can come here. That's not why I want you here. I want you here to bring your brilliance, to bring your hunger and your desire,
exactly,
and your ambition.
Right.
And so Asian immigrants are the perfect Republican immigrants and the perfect Republican voters. And they should be voting Republican. And we're doing something very wrong, and we better change fast.
Exactly. Wayne Allen Root is with us. We've got more from Wayne after the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Capital One. According to the Capital One Rewards Barometer, nearly 1 in 4 rewards cardholders say it's difficult to determine the value of their earnings. Our lives are busy enough. Do you really want a credit card that makes things more complicated? Instead, look for a straightforward card that makes life easier and saves money. Then you'll have time to enjoy its benefits. Capital One has your back, with products and tools that work together to create an effortless experience. For instance, the Quicksilver card from Capital One has a flat 1.5% earn rate, with no limits or expiration dates, and no foreign transaction fees. It's easy to use and comes with additional perks, like the Capital One wallet, that makes it easy to stay organized on the go. And Second Look, which proactively flags potentially mistaken or unexpected charges. Don't complicate your life. Instead, find a card that makes it easier. For more information on Quicksilver and other Capital One products and tools, visit www.capitalone.com. That's www.capitalone.com. I'm Cecilia Silguera.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Lord, can you tell me what
Welcome back, America. 19 after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and our conversation with Wayne Allen Root continues. Wayne, I think you just solved the conundrum I've had for many years. Not only you say you don't understand why, but you do understand why Asians don't vote Republican, because there's been no bridge building into that relationship. But now we know why, you know, the Jews vote Democrat as well, is because they're eating Asian all the time. I mean, there's some correlation there. There's no bridge built into the Jews as well, because that's always been. I mean, my good friend Dennis Prager, I go, Dennis, what's going on with the Jewish people? The platform for the Republican Party rhymes with the very heart and the DNA of the Jewish people, but yet they vote Democrat. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it's never made sense to me because I'm a Jew, and it doesn't make sense other than a lot of Jews I know really are very, very liberal, and I think it just stems from the Nazi Holocaust and some of the terrible things we've been, you know, persecuted about over the years. I think we tend to always feel bad for the underdog, and the underdog is minorities, and pretty soon you have this whole idea that you have to vote Democrat to protect minorities. I think that's part of it, and the other part of it is my grandmother or great-grandmother voted Democrat, so therefore I got used to it. I was told as a young kid you have to vote Democrat, and you just start to believe it. So that's there, too. It shouldn't be that way with Asian immigrants, because they're much newer to America, and their grandmothers probably didn't vote at all. You know, I know Jews voted big time 100 years ago. I don't think Asian immigrants were big on voting. That wasn't their biggest thing in life, so that was not passed down through the years. I think there's a feeling among Asians that Republicans don't like any immigrants, and it's not true. We love hard-working immigrants, including Mexican immigrants and Hispanic immigrants, but in particular, Asian immigrants should feel welcomed by the GOP, and it's a big mistake that they don't, and it's a big mistake, not on their part, on our part.
Well, I would say whether it's Republican or Democrat, I don't think any American appreciates anybody coming to this country illegally, destroying police cars, waving their flag of their nationality. And I say this being Hispanic, Wayne, and you know, and some of my, you know, Hispanic brothers, you know, look at me and they go, Bill, what are you saying here? I said, look, there is a way to have civil disobedience that you do it within the confines of the law and freedom of speech. That's not a problem. But when you start busting things up, it's almost like what you did was just the opposite of what you wanted to do. You actually gave a reason to be for Donald Trump all the more. And you've created, you know, you've blown up any bridges. And I've been saying all along, much to what you're inferring, is that Donald Trump has to build bridges into these different interest groups, whether it's Hispanic, Asian, Jews, and that, to where, you know, he's got support from these different parts of the constituency.
Yeah, you know, look, here's, I guess, the issue that I think is at the heart of most Republicans. I don't mean to speak for every Republican, I don't, or every conservative, I don't, but I think I know what's on the mind. You know, when I tuned in to watch the protesters, Bill, in Costa Mesa, California,
right,
and I saw them holding Mexican flags, and I saw the video of the gal who said, this was our country, this used to be Mexico, and we're taking it back. You know, look, I'm Jewish, and if Israelis were coming across the border by the thousands every week, and the minute they got here they wanted welfare and food stamps, I'd say build a wall, seal the border, and keep out the Israelis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the issue. It's not immigration. It's illegal immigration. It's not immigration. It's wanting food stamps and welfare. It's not immigration. It's if you have a sign that says Make America Israel and I'm Jewish, I would be against that because I like America the way it is.
Exactly.
I want America to be America. I don't want America to be Mexico, and I don't want it to be Israel. And, oh, by the way, I don't know how anyone could say I'm wrong or racist in the following comment. The reason everyone has left Mexico to come here is this is a better country.
Exactly.
So why would you want to come here and make us Mexico? That makes no sense at all. Mexico's a third world nation. We're this great rise everyone above where they came from nation. We don't want to be like Mexico, nor do I want to be like Israel, by the way. Mm-hmm. Israel's not as cool as America. If it was, then people in America would be emigrating to Israel. They're not. Israelis are emigrating to America. Chinese are emigrating to America. Mexicans are emigrating to America. Africans are coming to America. Cubans want to come to America. Why? Because we're the great country. So stop coming here and trying to change us. You're supposed to come here and you're supposed to become more like us, not ask us to become more like you.
Exactly.
There's my problem.
Yeah, especially when you're leaving, you know, what you're leaving behind, you know, is all this oppression and, you know, government graft and everything else rolled into one, not to mention all the, you know, the impact of the drug industry and complex that's going on there, which is a whole other story. But, you know, the thing is that most Hispanics I speak with, Wayne, they can be rather vigilant about it and emotional about Mexico, and just like this gal saying, hey, we're taking it back and that sort of thing, which is a whole nother discussion about history and the facts. But, you know, when you say, look, at if we were coming into Mexico and taking advantage, first of all, we'd be arrested. We wouldn't be allowed to do this. And Mexico is not going to give us any money. So when you start to have a reasonable conversation with them, they know they're working the system. They're taking advantage, and in order to justify their conscience, they say, well, we're just reclaiming, you know, what rightfully belongs to us. Rightfully according to whose rules and whose history?
Right. Well, listen, the whole problem is, you know, and I'll be very liberal here, it's not any illegal immigrant or any foreigner's fault. It's our fault. It's not their fault. If you didn't offer welfare or food stamps or aid to dependent children or English as second language or free breakfast at school or Medicaid or Social Security cards to illegals or to foreigners in general very quickly and take that away from the American people, then they couldn't get it. It's our fault for offering it. People are always going to take what you offer them. It's kind of how I feel about government employees. You know, everyone knows who listens to me in the media. I'm not a fan of government employees. I think they get obscene salaries. I think they have obscene pensions. I think they're taking advantage of this country. I think they're bankrupting this country. Sometimes they make me absolutely sick in what they're doing, how they're taking advantage. Listen, I have no pension. I consider myself like one of the heroes of the American economy. I'm a small businessman. I put up my own money. I risk my own money. I have no pension. I have no set job. I don't know tomorrow what I'm going to do to make a living if something goes wrong. And yet government employees think they deserve a job for life, never can be fired no matter what they do, and a pension for life for not working. And I get really mad and worked up. But in the end, it's not their fault. In the end, the fault lies in the American people who allowed this to happen. Yeah. You should say, how would we, who don't have a pension in the private sector, pay for people who want $100,000 and $200,000 a year? You know, where you are in California, Bill, I know people have $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 pensions.
Exactly.
How did we allow this? It's our fault that we allowed this to happen. It's the same thing with immigrants. It's not their fault if it's available, which you and I asked for it. Absolutely.
No, you're exactly right. No, I agree with you, and we've addressed that issue before, that we're just as much to blame, you know, those of us who hire illegals and keep everything going on status quo, but yet we want to seem so aghast that this is going when we've all contributed, you know, to the problem that we have here in this country.
I guess that's why I like Donald Trump. He keeps saying, we're stupid. Yeah. Well, I guess we are.
we really are, no doubt about it. Speaking of Donald Trump, we were talking about this the other day, Wayne. I wanted to get your read on this. Donald Trump administration, I know the temptation for him is going to be to straighten things, you know, up pretty quick. But I believe there's some low-lying fruit, and maybe he needs to do this in sections and initially come in and, you know, let's get some solutions to some things that are pretty academic that aren't going to, you know, just really upset the apple cart too tremendously. Build some confidence with the voter politic and then move forward. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's funny because I have an interview coming up in the next 24 hours with Blaze TV. And, of course, that's Glenn Beck's TV network. And Glenn Beck is, you know, just hates Trump, thinks he's the devil, and thinks Cruz is straight from Jesus Christ himself, and loves Ted Cruz. And I've always been on Glenn Beck's side. I've always liked him. And we're just on opposite sides on this one. And I think he's way too extreme and off the reservation. Unlike Hillary, I won't apologize for using the word off the reservation. It's just a common phrase in American language, folks. It means you're off the reservation. It doesn't mean we're hunting down Indians and killing them, even though Hillary had to apologize because that was the claim by liberal groups. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, the thing about America is you can disagree, and you can disagree nicely, and I still love Glenn Beck, even though I disagree. But here's what I'm planning to say on Glenn Beck's show.
We got about 30 seconds here, Wayne, so
seconds,
we got to wrap
up. Okay. If all Donald Trump does is cut taxes, cut regulations, cut Obamacare, repeal or replace it, and build a wall, he's going to be the greatest president in modern American history. It's that simple. That's all we need to turn America around. Is that solve the answer? Is that the answer? I think it is.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Wayne Allen Root, American politician, entrepreneur, TV, radio personality, author, TV producer, and political commentator. I'm Bill Martinez. Wayne, it's always good to have you with us. Be blessed, my man.
Thanks, Bill. And the website's rootforamerica.com. Root, R-O-O-T, for America.com.
This report is brought to you by Microsoft. If you're a small or medium-sized business in this fast-paced digital world, making sure you have the latest technology is essential. From increased revenue and security to employee collaboration and productivity, there are many benefits to upgrading your technology to the cloud. Office 365 and Windows 10 were built to provide strong ROI for businesses of all sizes. Cindy Bates, Vice President of U.S. SMB Microsoft.
With new stories in the press daily about the vulnerability of data for companies big and small, cybersecurity remains a top concern for America's small businesses. We encourage entrepreneurs to pay particular attention to how they safeguard their business. Investing in modern technology like Office 365 and Windows 10 devices offers small business owners continually updated security to help protect information vital to earning customers' trust.
For more information, visit www.microsoft.com/business.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
In Indiana, I know part of the GOP is dancing La Bamba, but hey, there's others that are scratching their head and trying to figure out how do we put this party back together. But time is running out. The general election just around the corner, and who would have thought that the decision would first come from the Republicans? Everybody was talking for so long, Julianne Thompson, about there being an open, contested convention, but after last night, Ted Cruz made Indiana his Waterloo. It was his last stand, and a man of his word said, look at no mas, huh?
Yes. I think it was the right thing to do, although I will say I was surprised. I didn't expect it to happen last night, but I do think it was the right thing to do. And incidentally, I might have never mentioned this on your show before, but I served as national co-chairman of Women for Cruz, so last night was particularly a difficult evening for me.
I bet. Well, Julianne Thompson with us, founder of the Free America Project, an organization to mobilize the grassroots and build coalitions to keep the focus on victory next November. And that goal, that mission continues for you, Julianne, right?
It certainly does. I mean, the bottom line here is, you know, there are a lot of Never Trump people that are not wanting to come around to support the nominee. And the fact of the matter is, as difficult as it may be for some people, and like I said, this morning is difficult for me, but the fact is, if Hillary Clinton is elected, she will be selecting Supreme Court justices that will change the face of politics of this nation for generations to come. And if she is successful in November, then for decades, the Democrats will not need to win the White House. They will not need to win Congress because they will be able to effectively legislate from the bench in the Supreme Court. So we need to keep our eyes on what is important, and that is beating Hillary in November.
Well, really, our Constitution really lies in the balance here, Julianne, doesn't it? I mean, this is what Ted Cruz was fighting about. I mean, lest people forget, I mean, you know, he had a great following, millions of people behind him because of the message that he was promoting. And Donald Trump would be wise to find, you know, find some verbiage and find some middle ground there so as not to alienate the Cruz people. I mean, he says he wants to be a uniter. Well, let's see what happens here.
Well, you're 100% correct. And first of all, let me say to my Cruz family from the campaign, thank you so much for letting me be a part. And it was without a doubt the best campaign team that has ever been put together, bar none, best grassroots ground game of any campaign this presidential election. And I don't think that there's a candidate out there that'll disagree with that. And then speaking to your question about Donald Trump and his verbiage and his messaging, his most difficult task is not going to be in November. It's going to be uniting a fractionalized Republican Party, and we are that right now. And it is incumbent upon him now, as not just the front runner anymore, but the presumptive nominee of this party, to bring in people, you know, that supported Ted Cruz, people that supported Scott Walker, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, all of the candidates, bring them to the table. And I'm not just talking about the candidates. I'm talking about their supporters. I'm not just talking about their campaign leadership. I'm talking about the grassroots activists that gave all to their campaigns. That will help him unite this party, and it is incumbent upon him to do so.
Yeah, he's got to build networks. I mean, that's what his business was all about, even an apprentice. I mean, he talks about building bridges and networks. And, you know, maybe now he'll have some time to do this. But also what needs to happen, Julianne, is I believe the other disparate parts need to look for a bridge into the Trump campaign. It, you know, if they're going to stand in their own corners here and insist that, hey, look, they didn't get their man, they didn't get their way, and not do anything to draw closer to the Trump campaign to at least have a voice in his administration and in the things that he says. I mean, clearly he's influenced by a group of people, much the same way that President Obama has been, Hillary Clinton herself. But they have a way of kind of cordoning themselves off. But it is really critical, if we're going to get these elements of the GOP together, that there be bridges that are extended, you know, from these various groups. Even though Trump may want to ignore it, I would encourage them to keep up that fight, because they've got to find a place at the table here in this administration to make sure that Donald Trump has good representation of the grassroots of America.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, talking about bringing people as far as cabinet level positions and into his administration, the talent that was on the stage throughout the entire Republican primary was the
absolutely
best
amazing.
Ever had.
Yeah, you think about it. You compare it to the Democrats. I mean, here they had, what, four, maybe five initially. And, you know, we had 17, 18 candidates up there, and the talent. Oh, my goodness. It was incredible. Even though the pundits, they love to make fun of it and that. But, you know, you take a step back and you tell me any one of those people there certainly would come to the White House without the baggage. I mean, I was viewing, again, a reminder, Julianne, of, you know, Bill Clinton's administration. Not only in Arkansas, but in the White House, all the scandals that went along with he and Hillary. And I'm thinking, is this really what the country wants?
I would certainly hope not. But, you know, I expect that if Mr. Trump can run the kind of campaign that he did in the primary, which was certainly one for the books, I believe that he has the fortitude and the ability to beat Hillary Clinton in the fall, but we do have to unite as a party. I mean, I know he stated, he has stated that he didn't really need Republican leadership or the base to win the primary, that he was already doing that on his own. That may be true, but he can't win the general election without the leadership and the base of the Republican Party. So it's incumbent upon us to unite together and to back the nominee and for him to reach out.
Well, hopefully he keeps his ego in check. I mean, it's difficult to do. Nobody runs for president without an ego. Let's face it. And Donald Trump, I didn't think that anybody could have a bigger ego than our current president. But Donald Trump is up there. He surpasses it.
Well, he does. He is. He does have a big ego, which, I mean, most politicians do. And I think most billionaires probably do. But I will say that winning suits him. When he gave his speech last night and other victory speeches that he's given in the past, I was quite stunned as to how humble and professional he sounded during those victory speeches. And, you know, I was extremely proud of the speech that Ted Cruz gave last night, and I was proud of the speech that Donald Trump gave. So I know that he can do it, and it's just incumbent upon us to come together. It's not going to be easy, though.
No, it's not. But again, I would encourage both sides to find some middle ground, you know. And I think Hillary said something, you know, quite profound a while ago, and you know, talking about Bernie Sanders trying to, you know, act a little bit more, I guess, friendly and unifying, and saying that we have more that we agree on than we disagree. And I think that at the end of the day, when we consider the disparate issues here that we deal with, I think we agree on most of the principal things. Maybe the execution and how we get there might be a little bit of an issue, but God only knows, we haven't made much direction and much progress in getting to that area that people have been crying out. I mean, here you are, a co-chair of the Atlanta Tea Party. Your basic mission and objectives, you know, from day one have been, hey, let's get the budget squared away, and we've only seen the budget continue to run away on us.
Well, and I think that's been the problem, is that inside the Beltway mentality, and that's the same problem that we have right now with a lot of our leadership in Washington, or lack thereof, really recognizing the way the American people feel, which has given rise to the perfect storm that has created the candidate that is Donald Trump and caused him to be as successful as what he's been in 2016. Yeah.
About 15 seconds here left, Julianne. Bernie Sanders surprises Hillary. Big surprise there.
Definitely a big surprise. I don't think the Clinton people saw Bernie Sanders coming. He's living proof that insurgency is not exclusive to the Republican Party.
Amen to that. Julianne Thompson, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Julianne. It's 19 before the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. Every 66 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. It's the sixth leading cause of death in America and cannot be prevented or cured. The human and financial toll is devastating. On May 6th, the Alzheimer's Association is hosting its Brain Ball. Influential leaders will come together to raise awareness of this disease and raise funds for cutting-edge research and critical support services for individuals and their caregivers. Tom DeRosa, CEO of Welltower, the national honoree at this year's Brain Ball.
There is currently no cure for Alzheimer's, which is why it's so important to offer care to those with Alzheimer's and support for their families. This should be a national priority. On behalf of Welltower and our partners, I ask you to support the Alzheimer's Association, which is working hard every day to fight this terrible disease.
For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at SaveTheStorks.com. Get on the bus, would you, okay? Happy to have your partnership. Just give them a call, 844-578-6757. Any size donation will help. We've got 21 buses out there right now offering free sonograms to women who are pregnant and going into a abortion clinic. And this is an intermediary stop that they can make. They're offered a free sonogram, and you can only imagine what happens then. The women realize that they have an option to choose life, that there is life inside of them, and 85% of the women that do so do change their mind. They choose life and Save the Storks with them through this journey as it continues beyond their decision at that before then to go to an abortion clinic. Now it's like, okay, I'm going to choose life. Now what do I do? And Save the Storks is right there with them. So give them a call. Tell them you want to get on the bus with us. We got 21 buses getting ready to come offline as well, so that'll give us a total of 42. 844-578-6757. SaveTheStorks.com. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. James Hurston is with us right now, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, as always, good to have you along with us. How you doing, sir?
Good to be with you. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Obama's transformed the White House into Hollywood East. This is the latest article.
Yes, yes, it is. Well, you know, we just had the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and it was really a spectacle. And you know, I was paying attention to it, and some of the commentary afterwards, and I realized this has been a trend ever since, really, you know, the beginning of the term of Barack Obama, and he and Michelle moved into the White House. Washington D.C. has been changing and transformed. Now, he said he was going to transform the country, which he has, for the worse, in my opinion. But Washington, D.C. has been transformed, and there's so many reasons. But, you know, the press and really the people in Hollywood as well have treated the Obamas as if they were movie stars, as if they were celebrities. And they've acted the part because Michelle Obama as a first lady, Barack Obama as a president, have appeared on more entertainment television programs than all the other first ladies and presidents in history combined.
Wow.
You know, in other words, it's not just late night talk shows. It's reality shows.
Right.
It's daytime shows. It's even cameos in movies. Just unbelievable. And so even from the beginning, the entertainment media sort of shifted, and there were a bunch of these reality shows that started taking place in Washington, D.C., and the ultimate reality show is this White House Correspondents' Dinner, because it was like, I think it started in the 20s, in 1920s, in the 20th century. There were, you know, roughly 50 members of the press, a little private gathering. Now, it's much like, I compare it to the Academy Awards, because just like the Academy Awards has pre-Oscar parties and post-Oscar parties, the White House Correspondents' Dinners has a week of celebrations. A week.
A week?
They have all these different events, dinners, luncheons, soirees, and celebrities are there, and they get those gift bags, swag bags, we call them here.
No way. They have swag bags, too?
Oh, they have swag bags.
Oh,
and just to kind of punctuate it this year, you know, the White House press corps is sitting where they normally get the daily briefing from Josh Earnest, the press secretary.
Right.
And the actress, Allison Janney, who played the press secretary on The West Wing, walks out and does the daily briefing and says that Josh Earnest is having a root canal and basically does a bit, you know. But it leads up to this. And the ultimate thing is Hollywood has made it up. They're known for the red carpet. Now, we always had this notion of a red carpet. You're rolling out the red carpet for guests.
Right.
But this red carpet is where glamour, celebrity, fashion, and the famous question that are asked to people that walk the red carpet, who are you wearing? So get this. This year, if you were going to pick the hottest young fashionistas in the world, they would be the people that walked the red carpet and did that slow walk and kind of put their hands on their hip and Vogue and pose. It was Emma Watson, the actress from Harry Potter.
Surprised she was there. I mean, but that,
surprised at any of them.
Right.
Kendall Jenner from the Kardashians, who now is a social media celebrity, probably in the top three social media celebrities. This this Bollywood star, Priyanka Chopra, who's considered one of the most beautiful women in the world. She's now on a television show called Quantico. The Victoria's Secret model, Adriana Lima, also considered one of the most beautiful women in the world. Former Victoria's Secret model, Karlie Kloss. Now, I could go on and on saying what their ensemble was, what kind of matching earrings they wore, but I won't do that.
Thank you. I'm surprised that Donald and Melania weren't there. You know, I mean, considering
they were there.
How gorgeous
the last one, but but they were busy campaigning.
He's a little preoccupied right now. We understand.
But you can't even name all the people that were there. But just to give you an idea, you know, that was the people that walked the red carpet that everyone was obsessed with their fashion, were those models and stuff. But Aretha Franklin, Morgan Freeman, Carrie Fisher, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, Kerry Washington, who played Anita Hill that we talked about last week, Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad, Damian Lewis from Homeland. It just goes on and on and on. And Helen Mirren slowly walked the red carpet. in a purple gown with a symbol on it that made it clear that she was paying tribute to Prince.
Helen Mirren. Yeah,
who would think she was a Prince fan?
Yeah.
But anyway,
well, I'm surprised President Obama didn't come out in a purple tux, you know?
Well, no, that is surprising, actually. Obama also walked the carpet, you know, in her usual thing. But it's just, to me, it's, and of course, some of the humor that went on there. It's part of the demeaning of the office of the president that has been going on. President not really distinguishing, you know, what kind of shows he goes on. He even went on YouTube shows with this crazy lady that has a YouTube channel that wears like multicolored lipstick and stuff.
Yeah, what was that? What was that bright green lipstick and
bright green lipstick and some fruit loops,
a bathtub with fruit loops or something?
Yeah,
I mean, it's like
Obama goes on an interview with her, but it's just that. And then this guy Larry Wilmore, who was there, the comedian, who had to use the N word in describing the president. And he meant it, I guess, in a nice, friendly way, one African-American to another.
I guess.
But that's not appropriate, even at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Well, and the language was a little raw. I mean, supposedly, and I didn't, what I saw, it, I don't know, either they blacked it out or whatever it was, but the president kind of threw out a little bit of a F-bomb, even though it was, I think it was lip sync, because I didn't hear anything, but still, it was clear. It was like, what? I mean, you know, to your point, the denigration of the office is such that you go, oh, man, you know, do we really need to go there? And I guess maybe with all the language just flying around, Larry Wilmore was a little raw, as you say. And, of course, he punctuated the whole thing. But, you know, of course, he was in a no-win proposition because, you know, you follow the president. You're following the president. I mean, the president should be that's the punctuation. End of story. Everybody go on with your cocktail parties. Party's over. You don't, you know, Larry Wilmore is like, well, what happened? Did he get like the short stick there or something? You know, like, I didn't want to do this. You know, follow the president.
Yeah. Well, he's actually, President Obama's pretty good. He's developed his comedic timing. By doing so many of these, and he was pretty pretty bipartisan in his humor. I mean, he gave some pretty harsh jokes out there for Hillary. Bernie Sanders was there. He kind of shouted out Bernie Sanders. He was
he took a jab at Wolf Blitzer too. I thought it was funny.
Yeah,
his line on Wolf Blitzer. It's like, hey, Wolf, I'm ready to project tonight's winner. Anyone who isn't watching the Situation Room, you know.
Yeah. And he mentioned somebody who had, I think it was Jake Tapper. He says, yeah, Jake Tapper left the world of journalism and joined CNN.
CNN. Oh, my God. That was cold.
So it was equal opportunity, you know.
Yeah.
And it was... His humor was relatively mild compared to, like he talked about Donald Trump, and compared to last year when he really laced into Trump.
Well, it's got to be, I mean, if nothing else, like you say, it's all entertaining, to say the least. And then, with President Obama, you know, this is his last hurrah. You know, why not go out and make it feel good? I thought that the cameo with Boehner was special.
Yeah, especially in light of Boehner's recent comments about Ted Cruz.
Yeah, exactly. Satan himself, he's just it's just so bad, but what can you say? But meanwhile, you know, the White House, like you say, it's gone east. It is taking on Hollywood.
Yeah, they have more glam. I mean, it's not glamorous. I have to say, it's not glamorous when Nancy Pelosi walks the red carpet, but if Adriana Lima is kind of nearby, it makes up for it.
Exactly. Well, fun was had by all. And James Hurston, that's a wrap. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments, we see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.